You're listening to Bollywood Weekly. Hello, listeners, and welcome to another episode of Bollywood Weekly. This episode is actually a continuation of last week's episode where we reviewed Lukka Chuppi, but the conversation ended up digressing quite a fair bit and ended up being quite lengthy. So I split it up into its own separate episode. So I hope you guys enjoy it. If you haven't checked out last week's episode, please do, because it's great, as always. But if for whatever reason you don't want to, and let me tell you, you're missing out, you can still go ahead and listen to this part two without listening to last week's. There is very little prior context needed from last week. So with that, I will leave you to the episode and hope you enjoy it. Okay, anything else before we get to what Mansha really wants to talk about on this podcast? The movie was just an excuse for Mansha to be able to talk about A.R. Rahman. But I mean, anyway, let's talk about Masakali and remakes in general, because like T-Series has just lost the plot. I don't understand.
What do you think of the song?
I did not like it, but like as in I wasn't like, oh, this is terrible, I hate it. Like how most people are like, I guess, tweeting about it. It was just more like, okay, I don't really understand this. Like, this is not any better. Like, it's not even that catchy. Like, whatever. It's just like a whatever random song I'm seeing on YouTube. But then I just like was reading randomly. Basically, I got recommended it. And then I was reading about this song. And then it just basically, I saw all the like drama from it. And I'm like, oh, okay. I guess like people hate it.
Yeah. The song felt weird in the context of the video to me.
Well, that too. But I think the weird part is like, okay, whatever you feel about remakes, right? There is an argument to be made that, you know, in the end, songs are there to promote your movie, and like remakes have been shown to be popular, right? Or at least generate discussion, whether people like it or hate it, which creates some buzz for your movie, right? But this is not even part of a movie. It's just a random song with Siddharth Malhotra and Tara Sutaria for no reason, like, which makes it even more strange. Like, why would you do this?
But didn't that happen with Shahid Kapoor and, like, Kiara for, like, Urvashi? Didn't they? Wasn't it just random, like...
And, but the intro beat of that one and this one is the exact same.
Oh, amazing.
Which is, like, when I first clicked on Masakali, I was like, wait, did I click the right link? Like, what's going on? Because the intro thing is exactly the same, and then the song starts.
Yeah, so. I'm not understanding why this Siddharth Malhotra did this. Like, what's up with his career, man? Like, I'm hearing about it. Like,
you tell us, Mancha.
No, I'm just saying, why is he doing this stuff? I guess he's dating Tara, or I don't know, apparently he's not dating her. I don't really know the details now. But is that why he did it? Like, it just felt like such a poor move, like, career-wise. As well, like, what are you trying to achieve here?
I would argue that Marjama was probably a worse career move than this song, but
let me ask. I don't know, but would you guys have said that about this being a terrible career move if A.R. Rahman doesn't tweet what he did?
Well, to be honest, I don't have a strong view about whether it's a bad career move for Siddharth, because I don't think it'll make a difference in the long run. But I don't think even if A.R. Rahman hadn't tweeted what he did about the song, I would still find the song to be as terrible and useless as it is now.
Yeah, the reason why I actually think it's a bad career move is mainly because, like, if you look at Siddharth Malhotra's, like contemporaries or whatever, they're all, like, proving themselves a lot. Like, the ones that are being successful are proving themselves in, like, the acting department. He's kind of, like, not been able to, like, he's kind of been flailing recently, and it feels like just like getting a good movie where he can like show his like talent is probably like the right way to go.
But I don't think he actually is at the same level as the other guys. Like he's just, but I think, I mean, he has, you know, done movies which have done well, and which have been good movies. Like he did, although, okay, it's been like a few years, but like he did Kapoor and Sons. He did Ittefaq, which was also very good. But like in all these movies, the movie is good. and Siddharth Malhotra is in it. He is always very clearly the weak link in all of these movies. And he just does enough so that the movie doesn't suffer, as opposed to doing anything to actually elevate the movie. Whereas I think all of the other, like, if by contemporaries you're talking about Varun Dhawan, like, I guess Ranveer is a bit older, but Ranveer Singh as well. Whatever movies they're in, they have the presence and the energy to, like, make them integral to the movie. Whereas if you replace Siddharth Malhotra in any of his movies, no one would notice. Or the movie might even become better.
Right. So, but I think that, like, then he should be focusing on, like, improving his craft and, like, doing, like, better movies, or even still doing movies that are good, and that, like, he's maybe the weak link in, but, like, he rides the wave. But this thing just feels like he's become an item boy. I'm not really understanding what he's trying to do here, you know? That's why I'm, like, questioning it as a career decision. Like, what is the, like, is it like, oh, I'm going to be like a Masi person and I need the song to, like, really amp up, you know, my profile, or I just need to be, like, seen?
It may be that, because, like, the song, the whole, his whole look in the song is like the same look that he had in Marjawa, which was, like, very clearly an attempt to be like a super Masi Salman wanted type vibe, which obviously it failed miserably in achieving. But yeah, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think
for him it needs to be mutually exclusive in doing music videos and taking an acting gig. I didn't particularly like video games. I don't think I'd be talking about it if A.R. Rahman doesn't tweet what he does. I think from A.R. Rahman's perspective, he's power enough for his songs, maybe insert a clause that they kind of remix if it kind of means so much to him that they're not changed. Fundamentally, yeah,
he can do it now, but this is, like, usually most of the songs are owned by the record label, right? Which is T-Series in this case. And T-Series has just been literally remaking all of their songs from regardless of what era they were in. And I actually read an interesting comment, which is like, honestly, whether you go and watch the new one or you're like, oh, this is shit, I'm going to go listen to the old one, which is something you probably would not have done normally. In the end, it's a win-win for T-Series because both songs belong to them. So you're still going to go and listen to their channel.
Yeah, no, if it's such a bad song, I feel like people are still going to listen to his song or the original if they like it.
Vishal Shekhar also had this big controversy where this Tanish Bagchi remade Osaki Saki and they were really annoyed. So then they basically went to T-Series and they were like, if you remake any of our other songs, we have to remake it. You can't get anyone else to remake it. And then they remade Das Bahane. So for them, I think they're like, they're doing what you said, where like, they're okay about the concept of remaking it, but they want to have the creative control over it, right? And, Vishal did an interview with, your lookalike, Mr. Faizun, in fact.
You know, like that.
Because Munchas look alike.
You should look. Farid Hoon definitely doesn't have this much hair. Let me tell you that.
Yes, he wears the cap for different reasons.
All over, I don't mean.
No, but I actually like the other remix that they did.
Shit, which
I can't remember it for some reason. It's another one that came out. That one. Yeah.
Hmm.
No, it's actually gets hot. I don't know if it's all negative. His song will always exist. I'm sure there are people from a certain generation who were there when, who were like, whatever, young or whatever when his songs originally came out, and for them that's the only song. But, and if he feels so strongly about it, I feel like he's powerful enough to write it into his contracts going forward.
I mean, I don't think all remakes are bad, to be fair. I just think it's reached a stage now where, like, at least T-Series, it's just become like a lazy thing to do. Like, okay, let's just remake a song because rather than actually come up with something new or come up with something else, right? That's the thing that frustrates me personally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I've just, like, stopped, like, enjoying a lot of music because it just feels like I've heard the
same
before.
Recycled stuff.
And I've, like, in fact, like, my intake for, like, Bollywood music has just, like, gone down, I think, primarily because of this. And it just feels very like, okay, like, let's just come up with a few beats so that someone can go crazy at some sundown or somewhere, you know? And it's like the same thing again and again. And then one other thing I wanted to mention about this music video is like it looked exactly or very similar to that Okay Janu Hamma Hamma music video.
I think now I'm thinking about it.
I think that's what like annoyed me the most about the video was just like, okay, this feels like you're just like tacking together a bunch of like, existing elements. And I think watching it like made it worse. Like song was okay, not great, but like just having that music video that I've seen before made it worse.
No, I completely agree. And I feel like this kind of ties into the conversation we were having earlier, where it feels like at least some parts of movies are recycled because production houses or in this case, music production companies had success with them in the past. And I feel like Bollywood's always done this. It used to be like copying scripts and copying exact scenes from Hollywood, just like not even caring about tweaking them to make it work for the particular audience. It's just like, I'm going to lift it and place it. And now it's just being done with older successful Bollywood movies. But Pish, I wanted to ask you actually, do you think this is going to change given there's so much good stuff being made now for TV that is original, that is actually very good in acting and script writing, all this kind of stuff? Do you think that's going to have an impact on filmmaking?
I don't know, because I mean, honestly, I think it's going to take a while before we see like any kind of significant change, because like I think most of the, you know, initially, I think people thought, oh, the fact that you're going to have like Netflix and Prime Video and all these OTTs is going to mean more innovative content, more different types of content. And that has happened to an extent. But I think the reality of our country, which you see in like the box office receipts, right, is like majority of the country is still in the kind of rural belts and in like, you know, lower income groups where for them, the, you know, whatever word you want to use, they're not as sophisticated or not, they don't care as much about having super intricate plot or having super, you know, exciting, fresh, innovative stuff, right? For them, like cinema, I think still is mostly like escapism. So they're happy with like very commercial formulaic stuff, right? And in a way, that's why the, you know, Salman Khan is still relevant. And that's why like those types of movies and the Houseful Fours of this world and all these franchises are still going to be there. And the smaller movies, I think, still struggle, right? And I think the fact that even now, like when people find a formula that works, as you said, like this whole quote, like socially impactful movies, but in a very massy way and in a small town India setting, right? Like Ayushman's entire career now has become this. So I think it's not really going to change that fast. I think once in a while, someone will stumble on something or come up with something that works. And then that will also be like dragged out to the last possible straw. But yeah, I don't think like we are going to get a movie like Parasite or something which has that kind of impact, right? Even though it's going to take a lot of years before we do, rather.
It's funny you mentioned that one because when I was watching Parasite, I actually thought that it could have been made in India. There were a lot of similarities.
I mean,
in the story.
And it's now gonna get remade probably, which is gonna, I mean, we'll see. But
yeah, I personally think that like, I mean, I agree with the fact that like, yeah, there's of course like a big audience that you need to, that brings in a lot of those numbers, which like the box office number that people talk about, but like the Ayushman movies, like agreed, like there's this formula, but I do think there is some originality there. And I think that like I guess what you're saying is that, you know, people are seeing that works and now are taking like social issue plus something in rural India equals like a great movie. And they're like trying to explore that a lot.
And to be honest, I'm okay with that because I'd rather people do that than making another Houseful or another like all these super crazy misogynistic movies that pass off in the name of comedy that we normally make in Bollywood.
Yeah. I do think that there is increasingly a very strong bifurcation between like the mass and then the like other movies now. Like, cause given the time we live in, especially with the pandemic, like maybe now people just have like digital Netflix releases if it's like, you know, only catering to a certain audience that, you know, isn't theater going. And maybe that just becomes even a stronger division in like the kinds of cinema.
But I think even in digital, you're seeing, and like, if you look at shows, It's I think it's happening both ways, right? It's not just like digital content like pushing the overall boundaries, but you're also seeing that a lot of the massy formula stuff coming into digital, right? Like there's like Alt Balaji and Ikva Kapoor is doing their whole thing, which is taking the stuff that has worked for them in SaaS Bahu serials, adding sex, and now it's on digital, right? So
what's an example?
Like Alt Balaji has like a whole stable of shows. Alt Balaji is another OTT provider run by Balaji, which is entirely this, like, I don't know what the shows are called. I know there's one called like Romeo and Jugal or something like this.
You said it's on a separate platform, like not Netflix, like Amazon.
No. It's on their own platform.
Gotcha.
And I think, I mean, to be honest, even like Prime Video, a lot of the stuff is like at the middle or the intersection where it's like massy, but it could also find an audience like Inside Edge and Mirzapur and stuff, right? So, to counterbalance that, they do also have like the Made in Heaven and everything else. So,
yeah, something like Made in Heaven, I feel like I haven't seen something that was that well kind of written and produced, come out of India before. Let me know if you disagree, but that was quite well done.
Yeah, in terms of like a series or like a show, for sure, 100%.
Show definitely, but also just, I don't know if I've seen that many movies that are that well written.
I think movies, you still do get the odd movie every year, a couple of years, which is really well made. I thought Uttar Punjab was really good.
That was good.
I think there have been other, like if you go back, like even stuff like Black and like things like that.
Rang De Basanti.
Rang De Basanti, exactly. So I think movies, you still do get the odd movie which rises up and comes out. But if you look at the overall thing as a whole, I think the expectation was that rather than it just being like one or two movies a year or every couple of years, people thought you would see like a lot more of that. And I don't think that has particularly happened or is going to happen. I think shows is what will change quite a bit, right? Because even if you go beyond Netflix into like YouTube and stuff, right? Like there's a lot of good shows actually that people have made over the years, which I think would not have been possible without the whole digital. Like traditional TV would not have made those shows.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I mean, for like how big the industry is, it should be churning out like even more good content. But I think like what you're also competing with are like, you know, the YouTube creators that are like coming out of India, like, you know, they're like getting a good amount of your like attention. So I also think that there's like maybe some momentum then they're like coming on to these platforms. So I don't know if you're like including those like YouTube creators as part of like the ecosystem, but like they are to some extent part of like this entertainment ecosystem.
Yeah. Anyway, we've digressed quite a lot, but that was good. All right. Thank you so much, guys, for being here. And now, as we're all sitting at home watching Netflix, maybe we can have you back even sooner than the 2 years plus it took for this one to happen.
I can't wait.
Yeah, we're excited to be back soon. Hopefully next week.
Every time I record a podcast, I always say next week, and then it just never happens. So I've refrained from giving my listeners timelines now to prevent any excitement or otherwise.
Yeah, set the expectations low.
Exactly. Thank you so much for listening. That's our show. If you enjoyed that, then please subscribe and spread the word. Bollywood Weekly is available on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, Audioboom, and pretty much anywhere else where you might get your podcasts. And if you have any comments or anything you want us to discuss on the show, then do get in touch with us by following TIC Productions on Facebook and on Twitter. See you next week.